From KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman, and you're listening to Good Food. What can we say about the week that brought us the headline, America Stress Bought All the Baby Chickens? We're living in, what do they say, interesting times. Times to really think about what is important to us and what is not. Time to remember how relaxing it can be to just sit and look at a bunch of jigsaw pieces on a table, or go outside and realize that without traffic, you can actually hear birds sing. It's also time not to beat yourself up if you're not making bread from scratch or teaching yourself how to make fresh pasta. Eat frozen pizza and dumplings if it makes you happy, and for goodness sake, help your current housemates do the dishes and the laundry. I keep obsessing over all the restaurant folks. Even given their losses, they're volunteering to feed frontline medical staff. They're turning themselves inside out to keep furloughed employees afloat. Do what you can to support them. And speaking of support, I want to mention a few of the employee relief funds that are doing incredible work supporting the most vulnerable in the restaurant industry. If you are part of that industry and need help, or you're in a position to donate, here they are. Restaurant Workers Community Foundation, Restaurant Employee Relief Fund, Modest Needs, and Restaurant Opportunities Center United. They all have robust efforts to support those in need. If you can't bear a world without restaurants, consider donating what you can. And then, of course, there is the rest of the food supply chain. The next time you're standing 6 feet apart from the gentleman in front of you and the woman behind in line during your essential trip to the grocery store, I want you to think of Jay Singh. Jay is a 29-year-old long-haul trucker whose job is getting products to grocery store shelves. We read about Jay's story in Sam Block's piece for The Counter and knew we wanted to talk to him. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. When did you decide to get into the trucking business, and how long have you been on the road?
All right. So I've been driving for 9 years now. I started when I was 20. I got my license when I became 21. I live in Bakersfield, California. It's a small town between LA and Fresno. And all my trips are from California to Texas, from California to Pennsylvania, and all the places in between, like Louisiana, Mississippi, is different every time I go.
And what is it that you're hauling?
From last 5 years, I've been hauling produce, basically vegetables, spinach, lettuce, to all over the country.
Before the outbreak began, what did a typical day look like for you?
I would start my day at 9 a.m. in the morning, and I would drive until 7 p.m. or 8 p.m., and I would park my truck and go to sleep in my truck. But since all this virus thing is going on, there are many places which are closed, and there are many rest areas, picnic stops that are being closed right now. So it's hard to find parking these days for that kind of big truck. So I start my day at 4 a.m. in the morning every day so I can park around 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. so I can get a spot.
And I also understand that stopping to refresh yourself to either eat or use the restroom has become more problematic as well.
Yes, because we are the ones who go to different warehouses, and those warehouses supply food to big names like Walmart, Costco. And whenever we go there, usually they have their restrooms open for everybody. But these days, they are shutting down all the restrooms for all the drivers. It's just their own employees who can go in there. And whenever we ask them, hey, can we use your restroom? They are like, no, it's against our company policy. We cannot have anybody use our restroom due to this coronavirus. So I asked them, where do I go? And they were like, just wait in the truck and wait for us to get you unloaded. Then you can use the restroom at any truck stops. And it's getting worse day by day.
Tell us about the network of restaurants that line the trekking routes. What kind of food is available to you? And have you talked to any of the owners of those restaurants?
Yes, I did. There's a restaurant in Gallup, New Mexico called Bombay Grill. So usually they have big sitting area for all the customers. But these days they are just shutting down because it's not allowed for them to have people sitting inside the restaurant because it's going to be a little dangerous for everybody. So they are shutting down the restaurants for indefinite time. I asked them, they were like, probably it's going to be for a month or it might be more, depend on the virus. And all these places like Denny's, other country pride restaurants, everything is getting closed because we cannot sit in there. Only few restaurants do the takeout orders, and that's where I'm getting my food from these days. If this restaurant is closed and I had to get to the other one, which is like maybe 60 miles away, so I would drive 60 miles more just to get my food.
And then when you are able to go home, do you keep yourself separate from the family because you've been out so much?
Yes. Actually, I just started doing this from last 1 week. I've been going to places which might be infected with the virus. And as soon as I come home, I just do my laundry inside my garage and then proceed to get in my house. And I have my separate room from my family. So I just use that only single room. I don't sit in a living room for at least, it's going to be for 1 month more, because it's dangerous for my family too.
I mean, I know truckers are used to spending a lot of time alone, but the isolation must be even more extreme for you.
Yes, because before that, I would come home, I would play with my family, I would go out, I would take them out. And being alone on the road for 10 days and coming home and then staying alone again for the next 2 days, it's kind of psychologically so hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I also imagine that the responsibility that you feel now is heavier than ever before. Do you feel an obligation to keep driving because you know that the country is relying on you?
Yes, of course, because my family, they are also telling me to stop driving because they are concerned for me. I'm going places. But there's got to be someone who's got to do it. So if I stop, there's going to be less food on the shelves. For this, everybody's going to be affected. Even if I stop, somehow my family will be affected in the future. Because if everybody thinks like that, we're not going to have food on the shelves. Trucking is the major part of the economy and our community to keep the people fed.
Jay, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was Jay Singh, a long-haul trucker based in Bakersfield. Visit our website at kcrw.com/goodfood to read Sam Block's story about Jay for The Counter.